Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Those are the sounds of a van, I'm assuming. Some sort of van. Y'all in the comments can decide, you know, who are big van heads out there can decide.
There's some van heads out there.
What kind of van that sounds like the most. But we are in a van right now.
Yeah.
Special van edition.
Yes. We're recording this this episode in our backyard of the Super Megaplex in my old van. My old broken van.
With a lot of the doors and windows open.
Yeah, for the breeze. Because we're like, this will be cool to do it. Like, let's try doing a podcast in the van. And also because we filmed a video last night.
We weren't allowed in the Super Megaplex for a bit.
We weren't allowed, but now the smoke alarm is broken and is going off 24/7 for no reason. And you can hear it from the podcast room. So we're like, well, let's just take the whole thing outside, you know?
And so this is a lovely experience. Can y'all even tell? Probably. We're using different mics.
Yeah, you could probably tell a little bit. I think, I hope it sounds okay. I hope it's not too loud or too clippy or whatever, but
I'm sure we sound beautiful.
As beautiful as ever. This is the experimentation of Super Mega that everyone loves. Because you know, our old podcast room, the one that we moved into when we moved into the Plex, we're done using that now. It's been cleared out and we're swapping things. That's going to be the new mailroom. And we're setting up what's honestly been holding us back right now from setting up the podcast set for the live action version is just the fucking furniture hasn't shown up yet. And it should be here like any day now, because it said 4 to 8 weeks when I bought it. And I got an email the other day that was like, it's on the way. Ooh, listen to that wind. It's a windy day in LA today.
Good. We need that breeze in this hot van.
Yeah, that's nice.
Before this back window was open, I was like, maybe this doesn't feel nice.
It feels pretty good in right now. This van usually becomes like a mini bake oven.
Yeah.
If you're in here on any regular day, which I wanted to film more stuff in here. I thought it'd be cool to do a show in here or something.
Well, that's what it was originally meant for.
I originally bought this van to do like a live action podcast with the Tucker brothers in called Van Boys, but that dream was laid down on the ground with its arms tied behind its back.
Cut short.
Someone came up with a big rusty blade. That throat.
Was that when Jackson crashed into the back of a taxi driver?
Taxi cab, yeah. And then the old man in the taxi was like, oh, I'm hurt.
I thought it was a woman that was like, oh, my neck.
I think it was an old man in the back that was like, okay. You know what's funny about that is I was like, fuck, man, this sucks for multiple reasons. For the van being unusable now and unfixable as fuck. Someone in the comments that works with these said that if it's the frame that's fucked up, which it is, then it's like unfixable. Or it's just not even worth it.
And Carson wants to buy this.
Yeah, Carson Tucker wants to buy this and try to fix it.
Because no one will repair it. No one will touch this with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, right now it's
or a 12-foot pole.
I figured while it's sitting back here, we might as well use it.
Or a 15-foot pole?
Maybe a 15-foot pole. That might be enough.
I don't know. Okay, maybe 15.
Not 12, but somewhere between 12 and 15.
Yeah, not 13, though. I feel like 14 and 15 is
13's a bad luck number, so no. But
I think at most 15, honestly.
Minimum.
Yeah.
I love this van, though. It's so cool. It's a 1991 Mitsubishi Delica from Japan, and it spent its entire life being driven around Japan So the steering wheel's
and
on.
Now it ended up here.
In the backyard of some YouTubers. And
I was telling Will that it's just like this, if you like just charted this van's life, it would be like a Pixar movie.
Yeah, like
a really sad one, by the way.
I want to know the history. Like, so many stories have unfolded in this van. You know, if there's cigarette holes. So this van has ashtrays in it because back in the 90s, there's cigarette holes.
People were fucking in here.
I'm sure people fucked in here. I'm sure that maybe like a Japanese family had this back in the mid 90s when before I was even conceived. Like, there, this van has seen a lot of. Isn't it weird that this exact van was driving around Japan for like 25 years?
And then it ended up broken down in the backyard of influencer's house.
Yeah, in California.
House studio.
Yeah. Mansion, more like. I remember...
If it was more open, maybe.
Ethan came over yesterday, Crank Gameplays, and he was like, dude, it would be so weird to live here. Just because the layout of our office, like, it's not like a regular house. It's weird.
We've discussed this before. There's like this weird tunneling system.
It feels like a bunch of tunnels.
Like, you know those tunnels in France that are underground that people get lost
in? Catacombs?
Yeah. It feels like the our house are the catacombs of Super Mega.
It does. The house is just long.
You could get lost pretty easy. Wait, where was this? You'll open up a door expecting, like, another room. It's just a big closet.
Dude, and have you ever noticed there is, like, an electrical panel in the... So in the new podcast room, which used to be where we shot mail videos and Drunk Drawing, there's an electrical panel on the wall. And that panel is for, the system that was already set up in the house before we moved in. And it's for the security camera television with the CRT TVs and also the speaker system that goes around the house. You open that thing up, dude, and it's like a rat's nest of just open wires and... Like, it looks like the biggest fire hazard I've ever seen in my life. The system's so outdated, too. If there's, like, when we moved in, several of the rooms had CRT TVs mounted up on the ceiling for security camera purposes. And I was like, why in the master bedroom is there a CRT TV for watching the security camera?
Seems like some kind of saw.
That's like a drug lord. Like, a drug lord might have that.
Yeah.
To, like watch his, like, front gates to see if, like,
someone breaks in,
up.
You got
to
find out where they are. Halt.
Yeah, dude.
And halt, citizen.
There's little cameras up in the rooms and in a lot of the rooms still, like old-ass thin cameras. And they're not connected to anything.
Hopefully.
Yeah, because I have jerked off in the Let's Play room before, and there's a camera in there. And so if that thing is going somewhere, then there is footage of me jerking off somewhere.
In the Let's Play room, no less?
Yeah.
Oh,
that'd
God.
Be embarrassing, dude. Well, I pulled up some porn on the big-ass
TV. Catch me jerking off in the Let's Play room.
I've actually had access on my phone this whole time. I'm waiting for the day you piss me off so I can reveal Ryan McGee masturbates in the Let's Play room.
Ryan McGee tries to get anal beads out of his butt.
They're
in
stuck.
The Let's Play
like
room.
On the couch, like, ah, ow. A little bit of like a full log of shit comes out and you like pick it up and just throw it in the trash and like just kind of wipe off the couch. They're barbed. Oh, mosquito. There's a mosquito in here.
Kill it.
Nope. It's right there in front of you. Did you get it? Did you?
See that blood?
Oh.
So I injured it.
I might have fallen on the seat.
That's someone else's blood, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or an animal's blood. That is gross.
What if that animal's blood has AIDS?
Well, then I have AIDS.
I like doing the podcast in different locations, though. Like, it's fun moving it around. I know the audio quality changes every time we do this, but I think it's fun moving
know.
It around.
We did this shit all the time. We went to Japan, like, we recorded the podcast on our phones. We did the same when we went to the air. We did, a 30-minute podcast.
We walked around
airport.
The Orlando airport.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're just like walking to the car, going through security and stuff.
Did we go through security on the podcast?
I don't remember. I just remember like we were, the podcast existed as we were walking up to the airport, whether we kept in security or not. I can't remember.
I feel like we were
and
sitting
we were also
down at the
in,
gate and still doing it.
Yeah.
But I like doing it all around. It's fun. It changes up like the vibe and the atmosphere. And it's really fucking nice out today. We're going to go film a live action video after this.
It's gonna be so epic
for Spooky Mega. Yeah, man. But this van, back in this van, it's like the whole interior is carpeted, like the ceiling, the walls have drapes, and the hills have eyes. And the seats, I'm sure these seats have never been cleaned. I just wonder what history is in these seats, man.
We'll never know, and that's the beautiful thing.
You know, we'll never know. I love that there's ashtrays back here just because it's like, yeah, you can smoke in here.
I mean, people used to smoke on airplanes.
That's so funny to
me. Like, not too long ago. I mean, yeah, a long time ago, like in the 70s, right?
Yeah. Like, our parents could fly on an airplane, people would be smoking.
We lived in that age where we started to, we got a taste of it, then we slowly started to see, like, smoking sections disappear from restaurants to where there's now no smoking. I remember one of the big ones was, like, Texas Roadhouse in our area. It was like, yeah, they're no longer going to have a smoking section.
You could just throw your cigarettes on the ground.
That's going to be the death of them. It wasn't, but...
I remember my last memory of a smoking section at a restaurant was I went to this restaurant called Gilligan's.
Dude.
Do you remember Gilligan's?
Yes.
I don't know if that's like a chain or like a South Carolina thing, or I don't know if that's national.
I feel like it's a chain.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's like a national chain or like
No, just like a smaller.
It was thing. like a seafood. It was kind of like a Captain D's.
Yeah.
Captain D's like knockoff, similar type restaurant. And I remember my last memory of smoking section was walking in. And they asked, do you want smoking or non-smoking? And my parents, of course, said non-smoking. And then I remember sitting down, but we were near the smoking section, so you could just smell cigarettes.
Yep.
And I totally forgot about the time you could go into restaurants and just, you could smoke a cigarette.
People just smoked in offices. Probably Denny's. People smoked, like, well, I'm sure people still smoke on the subway.
Yeah.
So.
Like, as bad as smoking is, there's something about smoking inside that, like, the smell of smoking inside is, like, different from smoking outside. I can't describe it, and it's like such a nostalgic, comforting smell for me, even though neither of my parents smoked. Or maybe they did when I was too young to remember, and that's why I have a nostalgic connection to it.
My mom would, like, when I was younger, my memory is just kind of like, if my mom would, like, be having a cigarette as she was, like, driving me to, like, whether it was school or just somewhere. So that's where I think I built up most of my lust for cigarettes.
Your lust for that wacky, you know what, if I could, I'd put every ounce of wacky tobacco on a rocket ship and send it straight to the moon.
Me too, man.
It's a direct quote from
along
Chris
with
Chan.
Nicotine.
Yeah. Nicotine is a bad thing.
Although apparently, I can't remember if this was like an actual legitimate talking point, but it's like nicotine in a certain way or a certain dose or whatever is actually healthy for you. It's that they combine it with cigarettes to make an addictive. I can't remember.
They always say, like, that it's like, yeah, some, you know, if you drink wine every day, it's good for you.
Yeah. So, like, I never know what to, like, believe or, like, who's pushing these thoughts? Who is paying people to say these things to me, Matthew?
Marlboro.
I want to know.
Marlboro, Camel.
Dr. Camel and Mr. Marlboro.
They get together and they scheme. They're like, what lies can we push upon Ryan McGee today?
The Pall Mall twins never get invited.
And they, you know, that upsets them. that hurts their feelings. And then Mr. Virginia Slim.
Senior Slim.
I'm Senior Slim. See, they invite me on holidays and special occasions, but to the regular meetings, no.
Would I show up? Probably not, but I think it's the thought that sets the precedent.
Professor Backwoods.
Professor Backwoods.
It's like a really soft-spoken, like, well-mannered.
What is this, like the Sinister Six?
Dude, I love the idea of, like, of every cigarette company being owned by, like, a cartoon villain.
It's like Mr. Peanut-looking motherfucker.
Mr. Marlboro. The Pall Mall twins is my favorite. That's fucking hilarious.
The Pall Mall
And is
twins.
The American Spirit one just, like, a Native American chief?
I guess.
The real American.
And he always goes, no, how?
He's the ghost of a Native American because it's American spirits.
And then he goes, what makes the red man red?
And you're like, all right, that's all he says in the
Yep.
And that's why they stopped inviting him.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's just a big fan of the movie Peter Pan, regardless of its racial implications.
Right,
he can see past
right.
it as yes. the art that it was at the time.
Yeah.
Which is very, very brave.
Yeah, you know what? You could separate the art from
the racists.
Yeah. And you know what I, what are some other,
yeah,
Dr. Newport?
Dr. Newport.
Dr. Pleasure?
Dr. Pleasure.
Do you remember seeing I mean, we're also old enough to remember cigarette ads, not on TV. My mom said they used to just do them on TV, but when I was back home in South Carolina in July, I was going through my late grandmother's attic, and I found a bunch of newspapers that were... I was seeing
thongs.
If it was no, man. Found my grandmother's soiled thongs from 2002. God, they still stank to high heavens. But basically, I was looking through to see if there's anything cool that I wanted to steal and then pawn without my family's knowledge.
Of course.
And I found the coolest thing was not the fine china, but the newspaper it was wrapped in. because I just started taking all the newspaper off, and I was like, oh my God. It was all from like 2004 and 2005. So I like flattened it all out. I brought it back, all the newspaper with me. So I have it at my home. And I want to do something with it, but
you like have it on like a fucking a cork board with like strings of different colors going.
Well, it's sick because I have a page that's the movie reviews for like the movies that are out in the theaters, and it has 40-Year-Old Virgin, it has Crash, it has Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It has like all like these big movies that we remember.
And news clippings of a crime of a deranged elderly woman pissing in front of children.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to link that directly to my grandma because I don't want fans to...
Some people keep trophies of their crimes is all I'm saying.
Mm.
So maybe those newspaper clippings...
I get why you would want to keep a trophy of your crime. You committed a heinous act and got away with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Until your trophies are discovered.
You can't like brag about it to people, but you can like to yourself, to your own ego, brag about it.
Yeah. I am powerful and smart in this instance where I took advantage of someone's kindness. Yes.
And now I have their tooth in my pocket.
Yeah.
I carry it around.
Good for me.
Yeah.
See this old man walking up here? What would happen if I just decked him in the back of his skull and sent him to the ground?
That happened in Charleston.
I mean, that happened in a lot of
places. Remember when the knockout
game
was?
New York, too. Yeah, that's what I'm referencing.
And Charleston, these teens came up and just punched this old man on the street. I think he died. Because, you know, surprisingly, if you're 80 years old and get punched in the face really hard and then fall into concrete.
They're just kids playing some games.
Dude, kids will be kids, man.
You got tabletopped in high school. Come on.
We got to bring back tabletopping, man. That's like.
But like onto solid, like, concrete.
Oh, I got tabletopped in like 7th grade at school onto concrete once. This kid, we were like in line for lunch. And this little fucker named Ethan Hansen.
Ethan
Hansen, yeah.
No relation to...
Not related to Aaron
Hansen. Okay.
Him and his little buddy, Patrick Page, decided to... Yeah, that's right. I'm calling out their full name.
Shit.
Their houses get burned down. No, I was friends with these guys, but, like, they tabletop me on this... I was standing on the sidewalk, and it was one of the tabletops where, like, I don't just fall back. Like, my feet go up in the air. And I just remembered fucking... smacking my hands down on the pavement, like my elbows. And I remember it was so like, I wanted to cry. It's like where you're holding back that like hot burning in your chest of like, fuck, fuck.
Yeah.
It hurts so fucking bad, dude. I still remember to this day how bad it hurt. Tabletopping is just, see, you're lucky, Ryan. I can't tabletop you because I could get
hurt.
Why
not?
Because I'm frail. And you're like
saying I'm so heavy.
No, I'm not saying that you're heavy.
I would crush you. I would turn your bones into dust.
No, that's not. I'm not
upon
saying
putting
that
pressure upon their feeble.
I'm just
form.
Saying you are a muscular, like heftier man.
I wouldn't
and
say
I'm
muscular.
A,
I would keep the hefty. I wouldn't say muscular. I don't have too much muscle.
Well, just scientifically, if you fell onto me, it would hurt.
I have more weight. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, you could tabletop me and get a good laugh out of it.
Yeah.
I feel like if we started tabletopping Jackson.
Timber! You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel like if we started tabletopping Jackson, he might get a little too...
Hits the back of his head on desks and, like, breaks glasses and shit.
Sorry. Hey, Jackson, don't
like, it's just like a loud just...
Oh, that's a good sound effect, dude. It's a fucking good-ass, like, hitting your head on something, smacking... God, it feels good outside.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster, too.
It does feel good to be a gangster. I'll tell you that right now.
A wangster.
Now.
A white gangster.
Yeah, what's up with a wangster? That sounds like an early 2000s comedy, like, joke thing. Like, from like a scary movie type scary, like, movie where it's like, yeah, we're the wangsters.
The what? The white gangsters. We need some representation up in this biatch.
That I swear to God, that has to already be, like they're speaking very white like that, and they're the wangsters and don't
Simon
understand
Simon Rex had
funny.
A role like that, kind of like in Scary Movie 3. Remember, he was doing, like, the Eminem role?
Yeah.
Which he's in a new movie coming out for A24 where he plays, like, a porn star or something.
Really?
Trying to have a normal life, which, please, if you do porn, your life is anything but normal.
And you don't deserve to have a normal life. Someone trying to just describe the last, like, 3 minutes of the podcast to their friend, like, yeah, so this podcast, like, listen to this. And it's just off the words. Like, always random sounds like that.
Of course. It's too fun.
It's too fun, man. That sound, I do it by myself now.
Same.
Like, I'll be at home by myself doing dishes, and I'm like, oops.
If someone, like, now on the sidewalk is like, you know when people, obviously, you're like, okay, you're taking up 3/4 of the sidewalk, and I'm one person, like, I just need to get by. Like, no one, none of the group moves over. that ever happens, right when I go by, like kind of in their ear, I'll
because like
as so it helps my ego because I won in that situation.
That's your prize you're taking from it.
Exactly.
That's your trophy.
I it's like I might as well make something annoying funny.
You're taking a laugh from it. I think that's so funny, just walking by people that are like very stern and, you know, macho and won't make room. And then it's like the response is not about, hey bro, it's like, because yeah. they're not gonna call it out. They're gonna be like, what, did that guy just fart?
It's like he made a noise. I think
that was,
then
his
their
mouth?
Brain's like, never mind.
It was too high up to be his ass. But why would he do that? That just no one would logically do that. Like no grown man would walk by and make a fart sound in my ear. We should make a video tutorial on how to do that, because people always ask how we do that sound, and all I can say is that practice makes perfect.
Sorry.
Oops. My favorite is to do it and then immediately be like, oops. Oh, sorry. That was so real, the jump up of I love in the our video painting how to paint a Chinese dragon, when you like squirt out the
Chinese
paint, and it's like, and you're like, oops.
Yeah,
I don't know why that made me laugh so hard.
I really like when we do videos like that. I know they're always, it's like that video and the
Kangaroo Jack.
A Kangaroo Jack I think is widely accepted and loved, but I'm talking about the videos that like either people love it or hate it type of deal, almost like the holiday sermon one too. Where it's like people are like, this just went on too long, I don't get it. I mean, whatever, I just didn't find it funny. Which,
well,
is,
you know, they haven't read the comedy books.
Yeah, that's true. We did read comedy books.
Yeah.
So we might know a thing or two about comedy.
About comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the Chinese dragon video.
Huh?
We just came really off. It's like, you want to shoot something? It's like, we were like, what if we just do a horrible tutorial, but like make the thumbnail and frame
you said
it,
at,
like it's real.
At one point, though, like it was looking pretty decent
in the beginning. With like at first I was like, whoa.
At what point do you think it went downhill? Was it the addition of his facial features? Was it the shape of the head? Like at first you thought I was going with another shape and all of a sudden you saw what
I
was.
Yeah, I think it was that. I was okay. Like, wow, this is, I mean, Ryan, you're not a bad artist at all. I mean, you showed me the stuff you've been drawing on your iPad. Albeit racially insensitive, it really good drawings.
I'm just a freedom of expression.
Right, no, and I understand that. It was, they're really good drawings.
Thank you.
For real though, the shit you showed me, I was like surprised. I was like, whoa, you can draw.
Thank you.
You've gotten a lot better too.
I think maybe the aesthetic of a child drawing is also very like nice to people. They're like, aw,
it is.
It's very endearing.
I wouldn't say your shit looks like a child's drawing though. It's better than that.
Okay. I don't know. Look at the Power Rangers Austin Powers.
Dude, I bought those fucking Ringo Starr prints.
And?
Like your drawings are better than Ringo Starr's
okay,
expensive
well,
art pieces.
Well, I like the look he went with.
I do love the Ringo Starr prints, and the reason I bought them was I love them, and there's only a limited number of them ever, and they're all autographed, and I'm buying them because they fit the theme of my house, but also I think it's cool to own them, but also it's an investment. I say that to justify it to myself.
Yeah,
but you know, when he passes, he's 81.
You're an art collector, dude.
Yeah, I'm an art curator now.
You don't have to be into like old Egyptian bullshit.
Yeah, I don't need that old stupid Victorian or Egyptian or fucking old scriptures, manuscripts. No,
yeah, I want Ringo Starr's Microsoft Paint artwork.
From 2005.
That's going to be worth a lot of money one day after he fucking dies.
See, I actually don't know. I mean, it has to, right?
Yes.
Like, when he dies, that's signed by him.
Because then he can definitely never make any more.
That's true. And, you know, your
he
baby.
He has a ghost artist.
I just bought your baby. So I have five pieces. I bought some of the cheaper ones that I liked. But then, you know, I said, you know what? I already committed this far. I'm just going to get your baby. Because that's the most famous one everyone knows. And it was more expensive. But I think that one will be the best investment. Because,
and when they're up in your place, they'll look beautiful.
Yeah, they're going to look cool. So I'll enjoy them on my walls for a while. And then after he kicks the bucket, which will be in 2023.
Okay. Got this planned out.
You know, basically.
It'll take a few years after that for it to, you want it to build. You want to sit on
I'm
it.
I'm hanging on for like 20 years.
Okay, good.
20, beautiful. 25 years.
Okay, good.
It's just like my retirement plan.
Yeah.
You know, when I opened up the package from the mail and I looked at him, I was like, wow, no going back now. These are mine. And, you know, it's like. sometimes you and I are like, why aren't we rich like other YouTubers? Like, why? And then I'm like, probably because we waste money on stupid shit like
that. Yeah.
Well, not
but
you.
But we also make money with ad reads, Matthew.
Yeah, so let's go ahead
reads.
And go to sponsor break. Listen to that wind. We're going to go to sponsor break. And when we're back, we'll talk about some cool stuff. Also, your phone is underneath the seat. I don't know if you know.
Ryan's good luck.
Yeah.
Ryan's good luck we'll talk about next time
after the sponsors.
And the great heist of the Academy Museum.
And if you're on YouTube, if you're watching this on YouTube, check it out. You can actually go look at the play bar, like the bar that the thing is, and you can actually see the ads are segmented and you can see where to skip to if you don't want to listen to the ads.
Yes.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I get these like phantom tastes and smells after COVID. It's called an olfactory hallucination.
Interesting.
And it's like, usually it's garlic, and I'll be just like chilling, and then like deep in my nose. It's not a real smell. It just like for a split second, like yeah, stick that foot there, man.
I just need to feel comfortable. You don't mind? I'm not touching you.
No, not at all.
I'm not touching you.
We're back from those delicious sponsors, though.
We are.
Thank you to all those sponsors for supporting the boys. Go check them out if you want. Or, I mean, you don't have to.
You know, you can't. They're in the description or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Ryan's good luck.
Ryan's good luck. Well, and the Miyazaki heist.
Oh.
Well, I guess it's not my good luck. I was just around someone who was having better luck. Because there were two instances that were very awesome. In terms of, like, I was in awe, straight awe. So Tess visited, and we went to Joy, which is a Taiwanese place.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there.
Delicious restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's on east side of L.A. If you're ever in L.A., go check out Joy. They have the best fucking, like, rice bowls and noodles.
I had some Dan Dan noodles, which were delicious.
Mm. I always get the pork, the minced pork on rice with the egg.
Ooh, I have to try that
next
time.
They have really good wine,
too. Well, we go up to the, because you order at, like, the cash register.
Right.
And the dude looks at us and goes, "You're both white." And we're like, "Yeah, free meal on us." And I went, "Oh, that's so great." No, that's not actually why.
For a second, I was like, what?
No.
That restaurant's in a very white area.
Tess was just like, "How are you?" And the dude was like, "I'm doing awesome." She's like, "That's great. This is my favorite restaurant, and I'm visiting here, and I haven't been here in 2 years." And the dude's like, "That's awesome." So we order, and he's like, "It's on the house." And so, like, we just had the whole meal for free. So that was spectacular. But then, something that may seem more spectacular to other people, but this to me is amazing. Again, I went to round one with, like, Tess and Tucker.
Carlson?
No, Prescott. And a few other friends and kiddos. No kids.
Actually. You brought children to the arcade?
No. There were children in the arcade, but I wasn't hanging out with
just
them.
Just Ryan walking around the arcade with a group of, like, school kids. Yeah, I just want them to have a good time.
Like pranking, like pantsing elderly men.
It's like, it's very, it actually is very innocent. Like, you just want these kids to have a good time, but it's like, Ryan, you can't do this, dude.
But after round one.
Came round two.
We go to a Denny's. The famous Denny's, in fact, that we used to go to all the time after rock climbing with Markiplier at 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah. You could still see how big my muscles got.
Yeah, I know.
Ago.
But so we get there, and I'm in the mood for some milk. I really am craving some milk. I ask the waitress, I want your tallest glass or your tallest glass of milk. And she went, okay. She comes back in like 5 minutes with a huge like metal cup, like a mini cauldron, essentially.
But they make the milkshakes?
Yeah, they make the milkshakes and the smoothies.
Those are tall.
Filled to the brim with milk. Like, it's probably like a fourth of a gallon, maybe, or damn, something like that. It was a lot of milk.
A lot of milk.
And so throughout my just hangout and meal, I chug down this milk, and I finish it all. I finish the milk, you know?
You drank the milk?
I drink it up. And the waitress comes and she seems very impressed by the fact that I just downed some milk.
And most people would be.
Yeah, because no one else ordered milk at the day. I was the only one that ordered a glass of milk, which is surprising.
You didn't just down milk, you downed a lot of milk.
Yeah.
You know?
And after that, guess what?
What?
It was free.
What?
It was on the house.
On the house.
I got the milk for free, Matthew. Isn't that like just great luck? Isn't that amazing?
Dude, that is honestly like, and this is all on the same day?
No, these were on separate days, but this was like still probably like within a few days of each other.
Damn, dude.
I know.
That's awesome.
And then
there's more.
Yeah, there's not more regarding that, but there's just like another story, I guess, that's kind of connected in that it's this friend Ben I met through Tess, because we all went to the National History Museum together, and Ben mentioned that there's an Academy Museum that we didn't get to go to. And so later on, Ben and I team up and we head to the Academy Museum specifically to go to their Miyazaki exhibit.
Yeah, they got that in town right now.
It's
I'm gonna go soon.
Good,
I got tickets
good.
Already.
Well, we didn't know.
It's very hard to get
we
there.
Didn't know that you needed tickets.
It sells out real fast.
So we get there and we go get like the like pink wristbands where it's like you're good with COVID, you showed your vaccination card. But there's another wristband you have to get to go in like to see the exhibits in the museum. And they're like, oh, sorry, we're sold out today. Is there any way we can, like, you know, pay right here? Like, do you know, like, people don't show up? She's like, well, we're open all day, so we can't really keep track of that. The best you can do is, like, go online, blah, blah, blah. And so now we're like, fuck. We're all the way here, and we don't get to see this Miyazaki exhibit because we were stupid to kind of understand that you need to buy tickets, I guess. I just think when you go to a museum, I'm just like, oh, I just walk in.
Yeah, you can
in.
Just buy tickets there at least.
Yeah.
This is popular. It's kind of hard to get tickets to. I got tickets for like more than 2 weeks from now already with some friends, so I'm excited.
Is that like $25 a pop or something? Like $15, $25, something like that?
My friend bought them, so.
Oh, okay. Well, we start walking away. We're walking towards the Jordan Peterson Car Museum.
That's a good way to spend the day too.
And we're like, I guess we'll just go look at some cars. We'll go look at some Warthogs and Tron bikes and some old Mercedes Benz. But then Ben stopped in his tracks, stomped his feet, and went, "No!" he exclaimed. We got to at least try. So we go back and. We ask, or he asks one of the people working, it's like, is there any way, like, we can just, like, go in? She's like, yeah, there's a gift shop, and there's, like, a coffee shop, there's a lobby area. You can just go around in there. You just can't go to the exhibits. You can go out on the terrace even. So we do that, and we just kind of slink up a few flights of stairs, and we see that, you know, the Miyazaki exhibit, there's a line for it because they're letting people in clusters. And we kind of, like, walk around a bit, get ourselves familiarized. And we're, like, putting our hands in our pockets to kind of hide the fact we don't have, like, the proper wristband at all. So we slink in line later to get into the Miyazaki thing. And guess what? They ushered us right in. They weren't really checking the wrist that well. Damn. And I won't name any names, but they need to really work on that.
Yeah. You can name some employee names.
Okay. Emily?
You get in for free and then, like, the way you repay it is like, yeah, that was just poor service, though. You know, she should have been doing her job.
But I go in and I experience the whole exhibit. And I, like, take some pictures. You're not supposed to. I didn't know it at the time, but
you're breaking every rule.
Like, I took a picture, which my wrist is obviously in, like, viewpoint where
it's
they're
exposed,
like,
and there's no bracelet.
Yeah, there's no bracelet for the exhibit. And so I guess I got lucky. Or they're just like, it doesn't matter. They don't actually, like, the people working there don't care. They're like, oh, who cares? Like, let them go and see the exhibit. I don't personally care. type of mentality. One person, though, was looking at me, and I was getting kind of nervous.
That worked there?
Yeah, and ooh, he was, like, wearing, like a walkie-talkie type get-up, or he looked like security. He had his arms, like,
in the security guard position.
And he was wearing a nice fit, so he was working for the museum, and I'm like, oh, fuck, my wrist is out. He sees this. He sees me. Also, just he's like paying a little bit attention to me, and I'm like, I'm getting nervous, and I'm walking past him. He goes, "Hey," and I'm like, my heart races, right? I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Are you Ryan? I go, yeah. He's like, I love your stuff, man. I'm like, oh, thank you very much. And I'm like,
but unfortunately, you have to leave. Yeah, you don't have a wristband.
I don't think I've done something like that in a long time where I'm like, oh, I guess I'm going to go sneak in. I mean, it's the stupidest thing.
Rebellious teenager.
Yeah, I snuck into a Miyazaki exhibit.
That's how people do these things, man. It's the thrill.
But it was a good time. Afterwards, we went to Kazunari, which is a great hand roll place.
I've never been. I've heard you talk about it for years, though.
I love it.
Damn.
It's delicious.
I got to go get some of that shit, dude. Some of those hand rolls. Something kind of similar. A little bit happened to me last week. I was driving to the office, and I was like, I need a damn McDonald's hamburger. So I went to...
Did you slam your fist down? I need a damn McDonald's... Wait.
Whoa. Look how much dust comes out of the seat when you do that.
I need a damn McDonald's fucking
dented
hamburger.
The fucking ceiling.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Yeah, well, I mean, the van's broken.
Dude, that's history that I added to
you
this
just added
thing.
History to it. Jackson added a lot of history to it. Well, and you added your little thing.
He put it up for extinction.
Yeah. He ended the...
It's endangered. We don't know if it's truly extinct.
He ended an act. Yeah. A big act. He ended, like, act two.
In this poor thing's life.
But...
Anyways.
I was like, yeah, let me get a 2-cheeseburger meal. Ha ha ha. And a shit ton of ketchup. So I order, and I go to the drive-thru window, and I hand the guy my card. And I just hear, what the fuck? And I was like, what's going on in there? And he's like... Matt Watson?
Wait, where was this?
At McDonald's. And I was like, oh, hey, dude, what's up? He's like, I listen to your podcast. So McDonald's employee,
right,
if you're
now
listening to this, he's like, that's not what happened. I heard him scream, what the fuck? And then,
Yeah, well, you can't defend yourself. This is our podcast.
Ha ha. Ha ha. I saw Jackson just open the...
Probably because he's like, I heard someone scream Matt's name.
Yeah. And he's like,
because you did yell that pretty loud.
I did. It definitely peaked the audio.
And our neighbors are wondering who Matt Watson is now, and they're going to look him up, and we're going to start hearing your music.
Oh, dude, that would be so awesome. That'd be so rad if our Armenian neighbors started playing my music.
This shit really bops.
This is good. They have like a little...
Can we do that? Is that an Apu situation?
I mean, we've done a lot for the Armenian community.
Yeah.
I think we've earned that.
Okay.
In fact, the Armenian government...
loves us.
Yeah, and they
watch Super Mega
and they invited us out for, like, they would pay for our trip, but COVID ruined it. So I mean, if the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Armenia loves Super Mega that much, I think we can do
it. They understand
Armenian
the accent. Yeah.
Look how much when you smack, look at all the dust that comes out. Oh, it's like gritty all over my hand. That's like 3 decades of dead skin and dusty.
I started watching Squid Game recently.
Ooh, I haven't started it yet.
I'm on episode 6.
I was going to start it this week.
Or I just finished episode 6.
I started the first, like, 5 minutes, and...
You were eating, and you didn't want to pay
attention. I was like, I don't want to do subtitles right now, and I don't want to watch dubbed, because I'm not a noob.
I prefer subbed.
Yeah, me too.
Not to be like, I prefer subbed, but I don't know. I just...
Well,
I like to hear it originally made. Yeah, I like to hear the actors that were... meant for the movie, I guess.
I you know, everyone's freaking out about Squid Game, and the pictures I've seen from it, like the gigantic doll and stuff, it looks really cool.
It's I think it's really fun. The themes are super, you know, on the nose. I don't think it's trying to hide that, but
it's
like,
about a reality show.
I think it's just a fun kind of show.
So it's a reality
kind of show.
It's about a reality show with, like, you can win a ton of money, but you can actually die.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I love that idea.
But it's like preying upon people who don't have anywhere else to turn to, who are, like, you know, financially unstable.
That's a really good
idea.
There's
this whole you know, it's like the Hunger Games or Battle Royale, except this does set itself apart through both, like, the aesthetic and I also think of the story structure. I mean, it is going through the games, you know, one game at a time, but I like the different A and B like subplots that they're adding.
Is it intense?
It can get intense, but I don't know. You and I have seen pretty like fucked up movies, and so I feel
we killed people.
Yeah, but so like it doesn't ever phase me. Like to get phased by something, I guess I need to get to know a character first. Because also the violence in this is, I wouldn't say cartoonish, but it's not all that visceral.
I saw a guy fall through.
It's like not like Green Room. You know when Green Room, when something happens, you're just like, ah, like wincing. And this one, it's more like, oh no.
Yeah.
Like that type of reaction.
Yeah. I'll start watching it this week. You know, I can't stand, you know, seeing everyone talk about Squid Game on Twitter and I don't know what they're talking about.
I'm trying to just get shit done, like watch it all before I see a spoil. I haven't been spoiled at all yet. And I have 7, 8, and 9. I have 3 more episodes to get through.
Oh, it was only 9 episodes?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a completed show or like it's just this just season 1?
I think it's just a completed miniseries.
Apparently
but
it's
I don't know. I haven't finished it at the same time.
I heard this somewhere. I don't know if this is
somewhere
accurate, but
it's
the most like streamed thing on Netflix ever.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Them Koreans, right?
Yeah, them Koreans. Them Koreans, all right.
They know how to make some good shit.
They do, man.
Parasite
was just... I haven't watched that movie in a while. I need to go back and watch it. That movie's so good. I can watch that movie over and over. I've already seen it like 3 times, I think, and I could continue to watch it again.
Layton's coming
outside. Why is Layton coming outside?
What are you doing? Are you smoking weed?
Stay back, Layton.
What?
You can't hear him right now, but...
Why would you say that?
Still can't hear him, probably.
He said, why did you say that? You're making me look bad.
Stupid dog. You made me look bad. A booga, booga, booga.
Stupid dog. I'm fucking bawling.
Also, I'm continuing. I'm on season 3 of Seinfeld right now.
Oh, you've been going at it.
Because everyone's been suggesting it, but there was just...
You've never seen it.
No, there was just a night where like Tess put it on. We also went to some other people's place and we just kind of all watched fucking thank you, Layton. Seinfeld. And I just now I'm watching it because it's like for me, I might have said this in the last one. I like watching it because it feels like a play. I miss that kind of play mentality of like a live studio audience, people remembering their lines with like a set where you would see like watching a musical or a play.
Dude, the guy that
it's
did,
super charming.
The guy that did the bass lines for Seinfeld. Like the doo-dum, doo-dum, and all that shit, he's set for life because he gets royalty checks for those bass lines nonstop.
He also set it up in a way where it has to be custom per episode.
Oh, yeah, so every single episode's a different track, technically.
Yeah, so
watch
instead
out.
Of just getting paid one time and getting consistent like royalties, he had to make different songs per episode.
Genius.
Ugh. Also, sorry to interrupt you guys. Are you guys good to do a photo shoot tomorrow morning for... new merch?
Yeah,
sure.
All right, I found a studio that we're gonna book.
Okay, book a studio. some merch shoots. Hell yeah.
Cool studio downtown.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
Hell yeah, man.
We're figuring out a video that we'll film too.
Okay.
Cool. Oh yeah, let's take advantage of the studio while we. I actually have a couple ideas.
Okay.
We're gonna do 4 hours. Shoot's gonna take us two and a half.
All right. So, yeah, let's do it. All right.
Is
there a green screen? Or is it just a white studio?
I can bring the one that I just bought, and I'm bringing our new backdrop. So we
okay.
Nice. Okay, sounds good.
Cool.
I've already taken care of
your mama.
Oh.
Ryan, shut up.
You're going to let your employee speak to you that way, Ryan?
I'm just going to let him fucking cool off.
Thanks for the marijuana, Layton.
You're welcome.
Look at us,
it was
California
delicious.
Stoners. Well, this van, I've said, it has ashtrays in it. This van is the perfect hotboxing van because the seats face each other. Yeah. From the 90s, so it has ashtrays. And the seats face each other. There's curtains. You close the curtains, open up the ashtrays, put some string lights in here with some music, and it's like the perfect.
There's also
I smoked weed with my mom in here.
There's a lot of cocaine like residue
Stop.
Still in here.
Don't want to talk about that.
Sorry.
Some crack rocks on the ground.
Hey. Alright. We good to leave in a little bit?
Yeah, once 30. We finish.
We gotta finish the pod.
We got another 20.
What time is it?
5 minutes or so.
Okay.
What time is it?
2:01.
Fuck, man. Okay.
We're good. Jackson said we'll make it work.
Okay.
We're charging stuff, all right?
Cool, cool, cool.
Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Layton Stollard. Stollard? Is it Stollard?
Hey,
it's Stollard or Stollard?
Did he respond?
He's paused. Stoll or Sta?
Oh. What, you want me to pronounce it?
Is it Stollard or Stollard?
Stollard.
Stollard. Okay.
I think it's German. I don't know.
Ooh. Ooh, dude.
Community alert?
Yeah, citizen alert. Report of... Oh, dude. There's an armed robbery at the TJ Maxx down the street.
Oh, shit. You want to go check it out?
Yes. We should make that our channel.
We have to record this podcast.
Police are responding to an unconfirmed report of an armed robbery at TJ Maxx. Wow, dude.
Police are responding to two YouTubers who put their audience through more ad reads.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Dude, of all the places to rob, like, for the big bucks.
Why not Michael's?
Okay, for real, art supplies are expensive. You can resell those. TJ Maxx, what? You gonna get some graphic tees? Give me all the kids' graphic tees. Yeah, give me the Minecraft ones. Yeah, Lego too. You know, like, I don't imagine TJ Maxx has that much cash on hand.
What's that? What are those fucking characters that are like, they're not Mega Bloks. They're also not Playmobil. Those fucking Playmobil. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I used to every year for Christmas do the advent calendar sets.
Awful.
They're getting a movie, too.
They had a movie, I think. I think it already came out. Yeah.
Oh.
People worked hard on it. Jim Gaffigan was in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Playmobil is classic, though. You know? They...
No, see, you know what? I was a real man. I played with Tess, okay?
Tess?
No, Hess.
Hess. I'd ask for the Hess truck each year for Christmas. And sometimes I'd get it. Because my friend...
Dude, I love
Hess. My friend collected...
Trucks.
He had a Hess truck collection. I was like, whoa! So I was like, Mom, I want a Hess truck. And she's like, Matthew, those are expensive, and you're not going to play with it. And I was like, no, I will. And then I got it, and I did play with it some. And then it sat in my closet.
I just loved it because, like, they put so much detail into those Hess trucks.
Yeah, dude. I remember I had one that was
those,
like...
Those Tess trucks.
There was a Hess... Now you got me saying it. There was a Hess truck.
I know. It's like it's because you're thinking of Hess truck, and it just comes out
Hess
as, like,
truck,
Tress or Tess.
Hess truck. But I had one that was, like... It had clear windows on the side, and on the inside there was a motorcycle, and you could open the back and pull the motorcycle out and wind it up, and it would go.
Oh, that one was good.
Yeah, and it lit up. It, like, I, god damn, those were so cool, man. Hess trucks were truly, like, that's such a 1950s toy that stuck around. Are they still, do they still do them?
Though? Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, I'm sure they do. They just, I'm sure their sales aren't super.
Great. They might still be amazing, though.
I want to see what the most, I remember
another
there was
one of those, like, thing, you know how, one of the combinations of words that confuse my brain for some reason. I always sometimes say toin toss instead of coin toss.
There's a couple I do too all the time. I'm trying to fucking remember the one I
What's
always
the most
do.
You ever lost on a toin toss? It just sounds like it
toin toss works still.
It sounds more fluid.
It's words that have like a like the like harsh consonants similarly. I'm seeing what the 2021 here it is. All right, there's like an RV camper. Oh, it's a 2021 mini collection. Ooh, there's similar to the motorcycle one, there's a one with windows that has two cars inside and an oil tanker. Oh, man, we should get some Hess trucks, man, for the fucking...
Just so we could play around on downtime.
Just two grown men like, all right, we're Jackson and Layton, you guys
good? Hess break.
And then you and I go in and shut the door to the other room, like lock the door, and you can just be like,
you cut me off.
That was a green light, jackass.
I remember, dude, I kind of always wanted to do a show on the channel video series where we just play with toys, like army men.
Yeah.
And just Hot Wheels cars. People be like, wow, so this is what the channel is now.
Dude, I remember those Hot Wheels tracks being so flimsy. Like, they would move, and sometimes the cars would just go flying off the tracks.
Yeah, they didn't use the most durable plastic for those.
Well, it was cool because you could set it up like Roller Coaster Tycoon, because in that game you could just launch, like, create ramps and launch people, like,
we
to their deaths.
That on the channel.
But I'm down.
I've never played it, and
the,
it looks
the
like
one
we,
that
it
I played,
fun.
I played mostly Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 with like the water park expansion pack.
Ooh. I would love to start a Super
Mega water
park.
Slides.
Ooh.
I know.
Damn, I'd love to play that. Hold on. The laptop is like in the sun and baking hot.
We'll just call it like Super Mega Park. And then that would be a good series, just us making a theme.
We haven't done any Let's Plays in quite a while.
I'm down for it, like, because that's a chill Let's
Play. It sucks because we
that
switched
would be
up
really
our
chill.
Schedule to upload. Like, we don't want to, like, have to, like, force ourselves to make content because we don't enjoy doing that.
We're also coming back from COVID.
And then
right
when we started, like, getting in this schedule, you know, we had, like, 2.5 weeks where we couldn't film anything because of COVID. So then it just looks like we were like, oh, yeah, we're changing our schedule. And then we're just gone.
Yeah.
So hiatus is over now. And
we filmed something yesterday. We're filming things today. We're doing the podcast today.
We have some live action.
We're sorry we missed the Q&A on the Patreon. That was just because we weren't together.
All right, COVID.
Next time we'll just do it over Discord
or
something.
But you get two this month on Patreon. So, but one of the things is, we haven't done like a Let's Play series in a while. I was thinking last night, actually, how badly I want to do some American Truck Sim.
Oh, get back to that, yeah.
Yeah, and see if we can get
pull ourselves out of debt.
Yeah, or even try something like...
How many episodes is it right now?
20-something.
And we're still in debt.
We've only been out of debt slightly for a little bit.
We could never keep it.
I mean, that series is so much fun. We should get back into it.
I'm down.
I would love to. Did you hear the smoke alarm?
Yep.
I heard that, too.
Oh, well.
What was I going to say?
That's why we're not recording in there.
We're talking about...
You gonna say how beautiful I look today in my new sequin dress?
I didn't know if you wanted people to know about it, but yeah, the sequin dress is breathtaking.
Thank you.
It's the best word to describe it.
You like the sapphire necklace, too?
Are those real?
Yep. Well, except for this one fell out, so I had to get that fixed real quick.
Patreon money?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice, man. I recently got...
Oh, also, look at my teeth.
Did you seriously... Dude, are those diamond?
Yep.
You put diamond teeth in?
Fuck yeah. I'll munch through anything now.
Damn, dude.
You know I'll munch through anything.
Yeah, I know you did. Hey, I know you munch through, even without those teeth, man. You're munching through everything. Yeah, with the Patreon money recently, I just put a bunch of it illegally in cryptocurrency.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so.
I've bought my 20th bike now.
Woo!
So.
20. Hey, you know what that means? To celebrate, you got to get 20 more.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I'll double. We'll see how much we're making on Patreon.
Hey, man. And I get to throw a pearl at you for every bike you have. It's good luck.
Okay.
A giant pearl.
I just be careful. I don't want to slip on them again.
To quote, Super Mega saves the troops. Pearls the size of basketballs.
Dude, that. Fuck, Matt. Matt.
It's coming up.
No, there's that, but like the fucking. I don't know if we're going to keep this in. Just the sheer panic of this, but the fucking audiobook.
This week, let's we have.
I'm soy facing.
We
right
have
now.
A lot of auditions. We have like over 100 auditions in our email.
We just gotta go check those
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we just gotta go. We should go through them together.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm so excited. I know some of you are sick of us talking about it, but the book is. It's closer than you think. We haven't announced a release date yet, and we're doing that
on purpose.
On purpose, because we kind of want it to be like, oh my God, it's coming out that soon. But also, we just heard from the manufacturer that something about. The hardcovers is going to take a little bit longer, so we had to push the date back slightly.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, we'd have to release the hardcover separately, like on a different day, and we would like for it all to come out at once. So, had to push that. But all I'll say is the book is,
it's done.
Smell it. It's
well,
in production.
We're supposed
right
to get like our own like kind of.
We're
going to
get the first physical copies.
Soon.
Maybe by the end of this week.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Let me actually see what he said. Because he... Oh, no. Discord.
I thought he was like the 24th or something. Or maybe I'm getting that wrong.
He said by the end of this week he would have
physical. In our hands or maybe?
He might have it or either that or it's... Let me see if he said anything.
Beep, beep.
He said this.
Yeah?
Sorry, hold on.
This is embarrassing, Matthew.
Wait, dude.
What? I'm waiting. Waiting. Okay.
Will be sent out to you then. You should have it Wednesday the 20th.
Okay.
On this upcoming Friday, he has it, and he'll film both copies up close, but it has to ship to us from the UK.
I want
to
hold it.
Dude, I keep having dreams about it, where you and I finally open it up, and we're holding our first book, and
it's gonna happen.
It feels so good.
I'm going to like take it home and read it.
I'm so excited for the book. Hey, keep your eyes peeled also around.
Better than Tolkien?
Yes, it's better than Tolkien, dude.
Better than...
Tolkien was a homo, bro.
Better than Christopher Paolini?
What did he write?
Aragon, Eldest, Brissinger.
Yeah. Who's the guy that wrote the fucking mouse books?
What?
Where, like, the mice were... Redwall? Where the mice were, like, little knights?
Oh, I don't know.
Very popular book series, and it was a ton of books.
What about...
Dav Pilkey.
Yes. From Captain Underpants.
Why'd you name your kid Dav?
And Ricky Ricotta's
Mighty Robota.
I read that one for a little bit. It wasn't bad.
I loved that one.
I just always, like, Captain Underpants, like, hit the sweet spot. Like, when I found out that he was going up against boogers.
Oh, my God, man.
My favorite design of a villain, and I used to draw it all the time.
I did, too.
Was the toilet.
Dude, I
love the big, mighty, like, Toilet 2000, whatever it's called.
Oh, well, I kind of want to go back and read Captain Underpants books. When the Boogers one came out with Professor Pee-Pee Poo-Poo Pants, whatever yeah. his name was, Oh, my God. I love the character design. I wonder how much things like that influenced, like...
Well, as a kid, you're like, this cover's purple with, like, green. Like, I just love the colors.
All I wanted to see was, I just wanted to go to the back of the book and see, like, what the next one was.
Yep.
For some reason, I get so excited at that kind of thing. So that's why in, like, a lot of my old YouTube videos, I'd always wait to film the next one to release it so I could be, like, on the next episode. I just love teasers.
You remember the villain who, her hair turned into hands, and what is she, did she give everyone wedgies, or was
she gave everyone hand jobs, but she didn't let them finish. They
it's
were
an elementary school, but okay.
Well, yeah, and that's why
she gave the janitors hand
jobs. That's
why
she was a villain, dude. She was breaking the law. Did you know that nuns, or, like, caretakers used to, like, give the youngins hand jobs to help them fall asleep?
What?
Yeah, that's...
What are you talking about?
That's a fact I read.
Is it a fact?
Yeah. It was commonplace.
I'm gonna look... Matthew...
Isn't that weird?
I'm gonna have to look this up.
It's like, damn, why wasn't I born in 1850, right?
So, I'm gonna look up 1850...
No, I don't know if it was 1850. Here, I'm going to look up... Well, I don't want to search hand job and kid in the same search.
I'm just sewing nun's hand... Okay, that just pulls
not
up
nun.
Porn links.
I don't think it's... nun hand job.
Nun hand job.
It's going to be like... here, old time nanny. I think the nannies. Old time nanny hand job.
Hand job.
Don't show me porn. I want to...
Is it true that 17 nannies gave hand jobs? Hold up. These things still go on. My grandmother, born in 1880s in the USA, was raised by an old German nanny who used masturbation to quiet down the children at bedtime.
What?
My mother and her sister were raised by the same nanny. My mother gave me...
suppositories to make me empty my bowel on schedule before bedtime so no dirty diapers at... What? That's really weird.
But this just seems like a crazy lunatic. This doesn't seem like a normal person.
Look at it. My doctor helped me masturbate. Is this normal? Are nurses ever required to give hand jobs as part of a medical procedure? Ow.
Things change, ideas change, concept change very fast. 1977, the cartoon film Wizards was a huge success with a lot of sexy and gruesome scenes based in the Disney studios, made in the Black Cauldron that was much more tame. Unfortunately, things changed in 1984. A PG-13 rating, even with... Well, what were you talking about?
Ryan.
What the fuck?
You
want to
hear a funny story about Louis the
14th? Well, yeah.
And his nanny, the very young Louis, aged about 2, was being very awkward. His nanny tried to persuade him to be a good little boy and behave, but initially without success. Then, like many a nanny until well into the 20th century, she masturbated him. Except that it was in full view of the court. The boy's mood changed quickly and soon he was smiling. Okay, I don't want to read the rest of that.
were fairly during Victorian times, 1837 to 1901, these two practices were fairly usual in England and probably elsewhere too. At bedtime, young boys under 10 years old would regularly have been given hand jobs by the matron, governess. See, but this is answered by like some dude online.
Dude, but the dudes that are answering it are like really like into like the idea. They're like, "Oh, but it didn't stop there." Well,
it's fucking weird.
Let me look up old nanny hand job on X and XX. That popped up.
Okay.
Dude, that guy looks like fucking Jackson a little bit. Or like an older me.
Dude, it looks like he's giving her a hand job.
Yeah, it looks like... Ooh! All right. This looks awesome,
Should we just go watch this inside?
Wait, no, check this out, dude. Are you
alone? That's no. Bad. Then you're not alone. You're with me. You're with a friend. You're with a buddy.
I'm not gonna come in 40 seconds. I'm gonna come in 20. Dude, look at the opening for this porn. It's a cartoon of a grandma. What's it? Oldnanny.com. The best granny and mature porn. Was that from like 2001?
That's great. That's a very smooth hand job.
Well, I was trying to get to the nanny because she looks like she had one foot in the grave already, but are you alone? Beep. Play a free porn game that'll make you come in 40 seconds.
Is that a challenge?
Yeah, it is. Super Mega plays the porn challenge. Who can come the fastest?
You know.
I'd win.
Nah.
I come fast. Dude, I have premature ejaculation and erectile dysfunction.
You come in under a second.
Want to see it again? Hey, dude, remember?
I can come around the world in a second.
Want to see it again? Want to see it again? Dude, I was watching science videos last night because every time I take an edible, I just go down YouTube rabbit holes and I get really into stuff that normally I'd be like, that's cool. But I'm like, oh. I watched like safari videos the other night of like, I watched a bunch of monkey videos. But last night I watched a bunch about the, Chicxulub.
What are those?
Crater. It's the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs.
Oh, shit.
I just watched a bunch of videos about it, and, like, there's, like, simulations of real time where you can watch for, like, 10 minutes as it approaches.
So this would happen, like, 2,000 years ago. What?
Yeah, 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
But I got really into that, but then what was I? I was watching some weird shit about... Yeah, I watched some weird shit about space and, like, multiple universes, and it blew my mind to the point where, like, I, like, got scared because it just dawned on me, like, how...
That could happen to us?
No, not that could happen to us, that, like, there's expansiveness and, like, dimensions beyond, like, we don't understand. And, like, it just, because I guess, like, humans, you tend to be like, oh, I have, like, control over my life. But then you realize there's all these other crazy deep things that we don't.
For me, it's just you feel small. Because, like, when I think about, like, if aliens landed on Earth when dinosaurs were around, it would be this hostile planet with all these fucking beasts. And now it's, like, you know, still there are a bunch of, like, ravenous motherfuckers out there, but it's just because we're assholes.
Hey, shout out to the Earth. 75% of all life went extinct, and it still came
back. Like, there was a time where, like, Earth was like something out of what you would get in a science fiction movie or something.
It's just a planet out there in space
just
that was covered in
beasts
lizards.
Beasts and just giant, like...
Isn't that cool?
These fucking sea creatures that would swallow you whole.
I think...
Turn you into mincemeat.
I really think, like... Obviously, I've said this before, obviously there's no way to say with 100% certainty, but I would say 99.9 to the millionth degree that there is billions of intelligent civilizations out there just because of the
They
scale.
Just don't like us? We're not invited to the fucking dodgeball tournament?
Dude, the intergalactic dodgeball tournament. Dude, Coach wouldn't put me in, man. Zebulon wouldn't put me in.
You play for your galaxy.
But basically, you think about, like, you know, conditions for life are hard, but with the for billions and trillions and trillions and trillions of stars, trillions of galaxies, each galaxy is full of trillions of stars, each star has planets, like, there's other things out, like you could see on Earth, life can survive in extremely hostile conditions.
Yeah.
Like, tardigrades can survive in space.
What are the microscopic things that, like, live in magma? Or
they look like guinea pigs?
Fucking guinea pigs.
They can survive in space.
Like little, not anteaters, there's like a mole.
Yeah, yeah. Those things are, like, insane because they can survive, like, radiation.
Insane in the membrane.
Air. But basically, it's fucking like I feel like just in the Milky Way alone, there's like billions of other planets of life. Just based on the number.
Yeah, it just like took a while. Like, what's the probability that there's going to be like one like very dominant species? Because we became the dominant species on the planet.
Yeah. I think that, like how you were saying, there's that, like, we were just a planet in space covered in, like, beasts and, like, millions of different life forms. And, like, I think there's more of those out there with, like, beasts on them and intelligent civilizations because, like, we can't, there's no way we're the only in the entire fucking universe.
Wouldn't it be crazy, though, if we were just, like, kind of, like, the... I don't think this, but if we were just the exception.
The only.
Yeah.
Well, statistically, the chances of life is, I think it's in the trillions or something. It's crazy. So it's like, it's weird to think about, like, we are existing. And also, for, like, the span of the entire universe, like, the time length until the universe is done, essentially, like, life can only exist, like, for a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a second or something,
mm-hmm.
like, or percent, I mean. So, like, when to think about we're born to have consciousness and in a time where society is this advanced and, like, that's so rare, you know? Like, that's cool that we get to, like, experience it because, like, plants don't get to think.
I think about that sometimes where I'm like, man, I'm kind of, like, I could just be... as you describe it, sometimes a computer program just running on survival.
Yeah, I feel like that's what, like, non-sentient things are like.
Like they bugs. Still, yeah.
It's just like a computer program running and executing commands based on different reactions. I really think that it's just cool, though, that, like, I think the existential thing that makes me freak out all the time is I'm like, wait, I'm conscious. How did I, like, become conscious? And then also, like, why me? Like, why... why am I?
Why were you chosen to be human? Why?
Like the ability, I think becoming human, like, is so rare, I guess.
Winning right? The lottery at being the dominant species on a planet.
We did it fast, too.
Yeah.
We did it so fast.
We're brutal sons of bitches.
We did. We're
mean.
Like, we humans evolved specifically, like, at an unbelievable pace compared to other species.
I would say we're a very kind of like
primates.
Yeah, we're a very like tribal and hostile planet, I would feel, compared to other places.
I wonder if there's a planet out there. I mean, I'm sure there is statistically. I wonder if there's a planet out there that has like a super intelligent like species that's like they can like levitate and use their minds and shit because they're so advanced and they have perfect harmony and peace.
See, this is what happens when Leighton gives us weed in the middle of the podcast.
Yeah, it goes from talking about like Mr. Marlboro.
I've been watching Seinfeld recently. I'm on season 3.
Dude, Leighton's a bad influence.
Do you see him? He's always
peddling marijuana to you. Like,
yeah.
It's like he wants you to just.
Stop, he gets in. He goes, oh, Ryan.
And then he has the balls to call me an addict.
Yeah.
Because I like taking crack.
Behind your back, too.
Yeah.
All the time.
I know. I mean, he calls you an addict as well, Ryan.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Well, I'm not either. I just like crack.
I am an addict. I am addicted to nicotine.
Hey. Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
I'm addicted to a good time, more like.
Hey, man, I'm addicted to having fun.
Hey, put her there. Fist bump.
Hey.
Bro fist.
They tried to send me to rehab.
Did we put a bro fist in the book? I think I did.
We did.
There is a
bro fist in the book.
Good, good, good.
I think it's at the end.
Okay.
I think it's near the end.
Okay.
There's Bill.
You mad, bro?
The illustrators did such a good job.
Oh, it's beautiful. They're all credited in the book too, mm-hmm. like on the images, and
there's
also
a glossary.
We have special thanks and stuff.
It's all in the back. There's like a glossary of all the of each artist with like the ones they did. Some people did like 5 illustrations.
Yeah.
Some people just did one. I mean, that was all mainly from the podcast, like people listening and then reaching out that were like, hey, I can do some art. And you guys fucking killed it. It was really cool getting to like work with the community
mm-hmm.
to make like one of our biggest projects, which the audiobook as well.
It's gonna be nice memories.
We need to finish going through the auditions for the audiobook.
Yes.
So if you haven't heard from us, either it's because we haven't listened to it yet or we just don't like you.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.